अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय या विहीना अपराधलक्षणे श्रेताश्च कामालितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयि त्वं शरणं प्रपन्न वन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम् यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यम् द्वैपानयनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतैर्वयं मुनिमानतु तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञराधे तं नय माम By millions of humble obeisances, in the lotus feet of my Guru Pad Padma, Paramaradhyatam, Om Vishnu Parasisma Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And under the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pad Ashtota Sat Simad Bhakti Vedhan Goswami Maharaj. We are now discussing about the stages of bhakti, and we are discussing from tomorrow. At first we gave explained the aim and object of our life and bhakti. And now the process. The process only is only bhakti. And that bhakti is uttama bhakti. And by anna philasu sunnam jnana karmadhyana vittam, we have explained it. This is the barometer that we can put here and see that where bhakti is even in our heart or not. If not, we should try to follow the process. And according to this stage, oh, there are so many stages. Karma Mishra Bhakti, Gyan Mishra Bhakti, Yoga Mishra Bhakti, and so many kinds. And then also Swarup Siddha Bhakti, Sangha Siddha Bhakti, Arop Siddha Bhakti, so many. I have explained before. Now I am coming to the root. Root what?
Main subject.
That is, Srila Sanatana Goswami in Brihat Bhagavatamritam, he has divided it into five sections. Jnani Bhakta, and then Shuddha Bhakta, Premi Bhakta, Prempar Bhakta, and Premapur Bhakta. The five stages. Here Dhruva has not come in any of them. Because of vividly it is seen that he has some desire of sense gratifications like that
we enjoy the kingdom.
To kingdom. Even he was benedicted from Narayan And he received it. In the last time, when he was going to be liberated from this world, he was given Dhruvaloka, but he denied to go there. He wanted to see that his mother should be there, otherwise I will not go. So there was some attachment to his mother. That is why Srila Sanatana Goswami had not taken their bhakti in this pure bhakti. So from pure bhakti it begins. Oh, he tells that in first, O Prahlad Maharajis, O Jnani Bhakti, Sanak Sanandan Sanatan are Jnani Bhakti. Bhishma Pitamah is Jnani Bhakti. But man, he is telling
of Prahlad Maharaj.
Why? You should explain. Not so much elaborating in essence.
It works.
Oh, you should try to give here in this.
I will. Other mic. What is he doing?
You should have any place where you will stand up.
They should have rented a sound system. They depend on him to bring this little box.
I'll stand over here, but they have to get mic first.
Or take it harmonium from here.
I'll stand there.
I want to give entry, so you should come. Yeah.
This one cable is defective.
Oh, the cable is defective.
The cable is defective. Then it's a real problem.
So you will change, how many times you will change? Not working this?
It's not working, the cable is finished. And then
you have an extra cable?
No, that is a...
Are you not able to arrange an extra cable?
It was working 3 years, but now it's finished.
Cables, we have no cable.
Why not bring our quarters mic?
What is it?
Don't do 5x5, otherwise he will be...
Size. Don't know why, then he'll be size.
Then give him this. You should speak by this.
Where is our sound system?
You should take this.
But Mahamaj.
Or this, you should take this.
There's only one cable yeah. Works. Maharaj, if you don't take the mic, you just adjust the thing so you don't have to put it on and off. Just adjust the stand so it's still in the stand.
Well,
if you take it on and off, you're going to have a big trip, huh? Like this.
Sir Maharaj can come here. You should come here.
Don't fear, come here.
Sit down.
Om Jnana Tiniram Vasya Jnana Vamshalam Chakshurunnitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurudeva Kurde Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalam Krishnaya Krishna Bhakta Bhaktaya. So, Srila Gurudev, he's explaining about the progressive levels of bhakti, and in the realm of the bhakti, which is counted as uttam bhakti, on the beginning level is Sri Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is called the Jnani Bhakta. The reason for this is that Prahlad Maharaj, from his very childhood, in the womb of his mother.
Should I tell the story or just only?
Oh, they all know a story, yeah, but so the essence of
so all are knowing, you all know this story from the seventh canto, the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Prahlad Maharaj was a perfected soul even in the womb of his mother. Why? Because he was so fortunate that in the womb of his mother, he was able to get the association, the sadhu sangha, of the most exalted of Uttam Mahabhagavatas, Sri Narada Rishi, Narada Muni. So he was able to hear all of the pure teachings of Bhagavad Dharma, the eternal process of serving the lotus feet of Krishna. And Prahlad Maharaj, within the womb, he had perfect realization. He became Siddha, perfected soul. So Prahlad Maharaj, upon coming out of the womb, he was again returned, before he came out of the womb, he was returned to Hiranyakashipu in the womb of his mother, and then he was born as the son of the greatest, most powerful, materialistic demon, practically in the history of the entire universe, Hiranyakashipu. So we know the story of how Prahlad Maharaj was severely tested and severely threatened. His whole life was threatened by his father, who tried in so many ways to kill him, throwing him underneath the feet of an elephant, into a pit of poisonous snakes, trying to feed him poison, throwing him from the top of a mountain, trying to crush him and pierce him with arrows and spears. But Prahlad Maharaj, all completely in perfect realization of the protection of the Supreme Lord Krishna, he was not at all worried in the slightest bit. Completely happily situated, he simply prayed to Krishna and had no fear whatsoever. And in this condition, Krishna constantly protected him against any kind of threat, and death could not come near to him at all. So Hiranyakashipu became so much envious of him. And finally, in the end, he tried to threaten his life personally, but he realized that the power that was protecting him was much greater than his own power.
Come to the point, why he is called Jnani Bhakta, the essence of all.
So Lord Nrisimhadev came and appeared before him, and he destroyed Hiranyakashipu. And at that time, when he was very ferocious, in a very ferocious mood, Prahlad Maharaj was sent to pacify him. Prahlad Maharaj was sent to his lotus feet by Lord Brahma and the great demigods. And there he stood before Lord Nrisimhadev, and he offered so many prayers to him. So Prahlad Maharaj had this relationship of realization that his supreme worshipable lordship is all-pervading. He is everywhere. He can appear anywhere at any moment. He is all-powerful. He had full realization of the Aishwarya nature of his worshipable lord, Nrisimhadev, Nrisimha Bhagavan. But his mood of praying, his mood of service to the Supreme Lord, was lacking a particular ingredient. And that ingredient is the ingredient of seva vritti. Because he did not have a mood in which he understood that his Lord requires service from him. In other words, in those bhaktas who have the mood of dasya bhav, dasya rati for Krishna, they always realize that Krishna requires to be fed and nourished, like Mother Yashoda. She has the feeling that my little son Krishna, if I do not feed him, he will die. If I don't take care of him, if I don't give proper discipline to him, he will turn out to be a very misbehaved, very naughty person when he grows up. So in this way, there is a mood that the Lord has transcendental senses. The Lord has a need of my service, and in this mood, this reciprocal mood, constantly, he is thinking of, how can I serve my Lord? How can I serve him in this particular way? But Prahlad Maharaj, he did not have this mood, because only he had come to the level of Jnani Bhakta. And Jnani Bhakta means, through knowledge of the supreme Aishwarya, the supreme opulence of the Lord and power of the Lord, that he is not in need of any service from me. So in one sense, this jnana
it weakens that mood, that intimate mood of service to the Supreme Lord. So Prahlad Maharaj, although he is a Siddha Bhakta, but he is only on the beginning level. He is on the level of Jnani Bhakta. And after Jnani Bhakta, as Gurudev will tell, then it comes to the level of Shuddha Bhakta, pure Bhakta.
Thank you. In Gita, it has been told, Chatur Vidha Bhajante Mang Jana Sukrito Arjuna
Artho
Jigyasu
Artharthi
Tesham Nitya Yuktana Satata
Purvakam.
No. Tesham
Satata
Yukta
Bhajatam.
No. The first following that verse.
Tesham Nitya Yukta. Tesham Jnani
Nitya Mukta.
Nitya Mukta. No. Tesham.
Oh. Among them, the Jnani is best.
Bahu Janmanam.
Bahu Nam Janmanamante. Jnanavam Man Prabhupada.
Jnan Man Man Prabhupada. Vasudeva Sarvamiti.
Sarvamiti.
Mahatma is. Prahlad Maharaj is rare, and he is Mahatma. And he is telling that, oh, those who can see he everywhere, in autumns, in all hearts, he is Prabhu, everywhere. Or she is Jnani Bhagavata. No? So Prahlad Maharaj was Mahabhagavatam. Mahabhagavatam. And everywhere, seeing his worshipable, oh, that Brahma. But he has no special form, not a special form. He can come in any form. No? So he was Jnani. Not that he was attached to Krishna form, but he can come in any form, Nisingadeva and others. So, especially this symptom is there, though we will see his Prabhu everywhere. And in Krishna, he will see whole universe and all devotees. He is Jnani Bhakta. So, Prahlad Maharaj is pure Bhakta, no doubt.
Pure Jnani Bhakta.
But, having some aswarcha gyan that he told.
Opulence mood.
Opulence. In a second he can create millions of universes. And he can see everywhere here Krishna. So his father wanted to kill him by all the means that he told. But Krishna used to come and save him. And he was singing. And realizing that my Prabhu is coming and saving me. So this is the symptom of Jnani Bhakti. But only the defect is there, that he knows that his Prabhu is having so much appearances. We can only do stores to him. But he has no
appetite.
Never tires
never
to message him. Oh, never to give any drink. So how can he serve? Only by tava stuti, by hearing his katha, like samadam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, paad, shivanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, sakram, ananideram. But still, Jnani Bhakta. Who is Shuddha Bhakta? Oh, you. Shuddha Bhakta and why?
Can she use the other mic?
Yeah.
That's a new one.
Oh, turn it on.
Plug it back in.
Yeah, no, it's just not plugged in.
What we can? Oh, Krishna plan. Krishna Das plan is not working.
The Shuddha Bhakta is Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj engaged all of his senses in the service of Krishna. Anukulyena, Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Uttamam. As Srila Gurudev said, the barometer of one's bhakti is this verse by Srila Rupa Goswami. So unlike Sri Prahlad Maharaj, who was not directing his glorification to Vrijendra Nandan Shamsundar Krishna, this verse, Anukulyena Krishna Anusimanam, means that Krishna. So Maharaj Ambarish, as a Shuddha Bhakta, he had his kingdom in Mathura. He was performing devotional service in Mathura. He was going to the holy places of Krishna's pastimes, Savai Mana Krishna Padada Vindayo, and he was engaging all of his senses in the service of that Krishna. He was engaging his feet and walking to the temple, his eyes and seeing the deity, his hands and touching and serving the bodies of the pure devotees of Krishna. So he was anukulyena. He was doing favorable service for the pleasure of that Krishna with his body, mind, senses, words, and the spiritual sentiments of his heart. That is, he was situated in bhava bhakti. He's a sadhak. He's not a siddha. So he was serving with his spiritual sentiments of bhava, means he was engaged in manasi seva. That is, a person in bhava bhakti has three levels of consciousness, three stages: inner consciousness, middle consciousness, and external, antardasa, arjibhayadasa, and bhayadasa. In antardasa, in his internal consciousness, he was doing manasi seva, that is, he was serving Vrijendra Nandan Shamsundar in his 24-hour-a-day astakaliya lila. At the stage of bhava bhakti, one can begin actual meditation on astakaliya lila. Before that time, it's imagination, but at that time there's realization, spurti, actual vision of the Lord's pastime, and my entrance into those pastimes with my spiritually conceived siddha deha body within. So externally, Maharaj Ambarish was engaged in serving the deity, and internally he was engaged in astakaliya lila seva. So this is his glory. Also, he was fully dependent on the Lord. When Durvasa Muni attacked him with the fire demon that was powerful enough to destroy the universe, Maharaj Ambarish, being absorbed in Krishna's lila, wasn't at all concerned about his own protection. He was weeping, but not weeping out of fear. He was weeping being absorbed in Krishna's astakaliya lila. And he had all the symptoms of a Shuddha Bhava Bhakta. That is, even though Maharaj Durvasa Muni tried to kill him, he was always thinking of Durvasa Muni's welfare and thinking of the whole episode as his own fault. So what was his defect, though? There's no defect from our point of view, because in many, many millions of lives we hope to attain his status. But there's a defect from the point of view of Uttama Bhakti in terms of those devotees who are engaging their actual body in the service of Vrijendra Nandan Shamsundar. Because Ambarish Maharaj is a Shuddha Bhakta, a Bhava Bhakta, he could not serve Krishna with his external body. He was serving with his mind and heart, an internally conceived spiritual body, but he couldn't serve directly with this body and his senses. And therefore he's a Shuddha Bhakta, whereas the next status of bhakti will be Prema Bhakti, and that is Hanumanji, who is serving Ram with all of his senses directly, because he's in his Vastu city, whereas Maharaj Ambarish is situated in Swarup city. Yet, he's not considered any less than Hanumanji, although he is a sadhak, a bhav sadhak, and Hanuman is a premi bhakta, that is, he's situated in his Vastu city. So why isn't Maharaj Ambarish considered less? Because his istadev is higher. As Srila Gurudev explained last night, there's three things: bhakti, bhakta, and bhagavan. That is, who is the bhakta? That is, in this case, Maharaj Ambarish. What is his bhakti? He's in Shuddha Bhakti or Bhava Bhakti. And who is his istadev? It's Vrijendra Nandan Shamsundar. And therefore, because his Istadev is higher than the Istadev, more complete than the Istadev of Hanuman, that is Ramchandra, although he's on a lower level of bhakti, still he's not considered lower than Hanumanji.
Jai. Thank you. Bhakti told you to tell the essence of what she told you. But you are always here and there looking.
No.
No concentration.
Use Krishna Das's microphone. Krishna Das's microphone.
If you use Krishna Das's, it's working.
What is the difference between Prahlad Maharaj and Ambarish?
Prahlad Maharaj.
Shri has ordered me to speak.
Prahlad Maharaj is a Ganabhakti. He, Bhakta, he has some conception of the Lord's opulence, and therefore he, with that gyan, his bhakti is no seva vritti. He's simply offering stavan stuti or prayers.
Oh, I'm not. Again.
He's offering prayers to the Lord, but he's not thinking, my Lord is tired. He's not thinking, my Lord can become tired, or my Lord is thirsty and let me offer him a drink of water. Ambarish Maharaj, on the other hand, his Ishtadev is Nrisimha Bhagavan.
No. I told you. Vishnu. Iti punsarpita Vishnu.
Nate vidu swata gatim hi Vishnu.
Vishnu. Always Vishnu. And he can come in any form. So that his Vishnu worshipable came in the form of Nrisimhadev. He can come in any form.
It's okay.
So you could not hear.
Just turn it on.
Why? Go on.
Okay, it's on now.
Ambarish Maharaj, on the other hand, is a Shudabhakta. He is serving with all of his mind, body, and senses, his Ishtadev, even though he's a sadhak, which is not on the same platform as Marsh, as Prahlad Maharaj, who's a Siddha Bhakta. His bhakti is considered to be higher because he's actually worshipping Krishna in the temple in the mood with all his moods of pure devotion. And his senses, his mind, his words, his tongue, his feet, everything. He's walking to the temple. So,
what temple? What he's telling you?
With his feet, he's walking.
Walking
to the
temple.
All of
with
his
eyes, he's seeing the deity, the Archa Vigraha. With his tongue, he's tasting the Mahaprasadam of the Lord. In this way, with all his senses, he's engaged in the service of the Lord. So he's called Shuddha Bhakta. And as Shamarani Didi said, he's in his.
Why Shuddha Bhakta? Why Shuddha Bhakta?
Because he has no other desire for service.
Prahlad Maharaj had any desire?
No, but
then
his.
Why?
Because he's on the stage of bhakti. Prahlad Maharaj's devotion is tinged with knowledge.
Thank you.
Too much for international broadcast.
Always give your attention.
Yes.
At that time, you should not. Oh, that person, this, that sound coming, not coming. Be off. Like I hear.
Yes, great.
This Prahlad and Ambarish Maharaj comparison.
No.
Ambarish and Hanuman?
This. Ambarish and Prahlad.
Jnani Bhakta and Shuddha.
Why he is called Shuddha Bhakta? This thing.
Yes.
Only in two words.
Om Agyanati Mandasya Gyanandra Salakaya Taksumur Malitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. Sri Gurudev ordered me to clarify this point. Why is Prahlad Maharaj called Gyani Bhakta, and on the other hand, Ambarish Maharaj is called Shuddha Bhakta, pure devotion? We see that Prahlad Maharaj has knowledge of the opulence of the Supreme Lord. And therefore, he thinks, oh, Lord is everywhere. But he does not have the mamata, strong, the possessiveness for the Lord. What is love? Ananya mamata vishnu, mamata prema sangataha, bhakti ityutitevi, mishma, pralabhavanarada. Even Prahlad and others, great Mahajans, they have said that love is pure when there is mamata, possessiveness, very strong possessiveness. But Prahlad's mood is a neutral. He has a neutral mood. Or any form of the Lord may come. Half man, half lion, four arms, two arms, 1,000 arms, any form will come. Okay, oh, this is the Supreme Lord. He does not have mamata, possessiveness for any particular form. And where mamata or possessiveness is lacking, then seva is lacking. Because as soon as there's possessiveness, he is my Prabhu. Then in the wake of that comes so many different types of services. So because Ambarish Maharaj, he is one pointed to Krishna. And because of his possessiveness for his Lord, Savaimana Krishna Padaravindeyalava Chamsi Vaikunta Guranavanave Karo Hari Mandira Majanar Tishu Sutim Chakaratita Satkatoreye. His mind is absorbed in remembering Krishna, his words in describing Krishna, his hands in cleaning the temple. Though he was a king with thousands of servants, he never told his servants to clean the temple. He would roll up his sleeves and do it himself. Because he has this possessiveness and the mood of service. Always, during parikrama in Brajamandal, he was staying in Mathura doing Brajamandal parikrama. And so
why he was doing parikrama of Brajamandal?
Yes.
Why?
Why? Oh.
Because, why was he doing parikrama of Brajamandal? Because he went to Mathura and was observing Akadasi there, and he had the association of great devotees like a Narad, who knew the glories of Brijbasis. Therefore, because he had heard the glories of Braj from the lips of great rishis like a Narad, and also in Sanat Kumar Samhita, there it is stated that Sanat Kumar had given Jugal Mantra to Ambarish Maharaj. So by association of pure devotees, and hearing the glories of Brajamandal, or by this, he was empowered and inspired to go to Braj and do parikrama of that place. Therefore, Ambarish Maharaj is called Shuddha Bhakta, because his bhakti has not been crippled by Aishwarya Gyan, knowledge of the Lord's opulence. That Prahlad Maharaj never thinks, oh, I should give a cup of water to the Lord. Why? He's not thirsty. I should cook for him. He's not hungry. I should give him a massage. He's not tired. Why? Only I will fold my hands and pray. Mate, the so many prayers. Naivo, Payatya Patitin, Kaviyastavisha. Many prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. But the Shuddha Bhakta, Ambarish Maharaj, this Aishwarya Gyan knowledge of the opulence of the Lord is far away from his mind. And internally, he always thinks, what does Krishna need? Is he comfortable? Is he too hot? Oh, I will fan him. Is he too cold? I will give him a chada. I will decorate him. Is he hungry? I will feed him. Is he thirsty? I will give him something to drink. Is he tired? I should massage him. And he would do kirtan, glorifying Krishna's near and dear devotees, the Brijvasis. And therefore, Ambarish Maharaj is called Shuddha Bhakta, because his devotion has not been crippled by knowledge of opulence. Those who have knowledge of opulence will come into Shanta mood, neutral mood, which is characterized by Mamata Gandahin. That means not even a smell of possessiveness for their Lord. And those who have gone beyond the very difficult boundary of Aishwarya Dhyan, they will have so much possessiveness, and in the wake of this, many, many services will begin to flow.
Thank you. Also, you should know that Prahlad Maharaj took darshan of Nrisimhadev. And also here, then when Paman Dev cheated Bali Maharaj and binded him in Nagpash, and he was weeping on ground. Then at once Prahlad came with Brahma there, and he was praying, "Oh Prabhu,
what are you doing?
By your name taking or
remembering your name,
even all kinds of bandhan goes away,
bondage goes away,
and even you are here,
are you binding him?"
Then Bali Maharaj became very happy. Bamandev. Then he told that, yes, what should I do? And then he told, you should be in the Bali Maharaj house, which has 48 of 49 doors. On the each door, when Bali Maharaj will go here, by this door or this door, you will have to be there. So Prahlad Maharaj also was there and worshipping Bali, Vamandev also, Nisringadev also, like Vishnu. So not Mamata Ananya, but Ambarish Maharaj has something greed for Braj Seva, Brajavasi like Seva. He went to Nandagaon, he went to Govardhan, he went to Bhandirban, he went to Vrindavan Rasasthali. Why he went to Rasasthali? Oh Braja, you are like Krishna, Balde Prabhu. Please manifest. Oh Mahamaya, Jogmaya, you should manifest these
pastimes
in me that I can serve like this.
Because Krishna
has greed for that.
Because Krishna gave benediction to Narad Rishi.
Yes.
So knowing this is doing Bhajamandal Parikrama.
This is Shuddha Bhakti. You know that Krishna has appetite. He has so many desires to dance with gopis. He was binded in the
grinding mortar
of Mother Yashoda. He was controlled. He was weeping. Boy knew all. So he is called Shuddha Bhakta. Now Premi Bhakta. Premi Bhakta, who is Premi Bhakta? And what are the characteristics of Premi Bhakta? You.
As the Gurudev commanded me to discuss about Premi Bhakta. As you heard us before, from Sri Padaranya Maharaj and Samrani Didi, that bhakti depends on possessiveness or mindness. At first you have heard about Prahlad Maharaj, after that Ambarish Maharaj. Now who is Premi Bhakta? Who has flame in his soul? He has too much possessiveness. Oh, he is my Prabhu, Ananya Mamata Vishnu. One-pointed possessiveness, then he has Premi Bhakta. Just like Hanuman. Hanuman's Aradhya Dev is Lord Ramchandra. Majala Purushottam Lord Ramchandra. When Sri Ramchandra get lost of his energy, Sita Devi, then he was searching how to meet with Sugriv. Hanuman came in disguise to meet with him, and he understood his own Prabhu, Lord Sri Lord Ramchandra. Then he thought, oh, how come he can cross the Rishabhmukha mountain? It's too high and too dangerous. Better, I can take my Prabhu on my own shoulders. So he carried Lord Ram and Lakshman on his own shoulder. Why? He has too much possessiveness. If Prabhu will walk, my Prabhu will be tired. He has to pass through danger place. I can fly in the sky, taking both of them. So he did so. When fighting was going on between demon Ravan and Sri Lord Ramchandra, Ravan had very big castle, but for Lord Ramchandra, nothing was there. What to do? Oh no, if I not help my Prabhu, then my Prabhu will be in danger. So I have to arrange a big castle. By his own child, he made very huge castle. Then all army can be inside there. Not only that, moreover, he became get capable there. Why? He has possessiveness for Lord Ramchandra. Then he can only serve Lord Ramchandra, who are his associates and all armies, because that belongs to Lord Ramchandra. I have to serve Lord Ramchandra, Lord Lakshman, and his all associates. Then my Prabhu will be more happy. So knowing this, serving, that my Prabhu is mine. Sometime he became tired, Hanuman massaging his feet. Sometime he became hungry, then Hanuman bringing foodstuff. Sometime thirsty, Hanuman supplying water. Why? Because possessiveness is there. And he wants, tries level best to make Lord Ramchandra happy. Once, when Lord Ramchandra came back after killing Lord Demon Ravan, on the mother, Sita Devi was decorating, and she was putting a vermilion on her head. Hanuman came, "Oh mother, what are you doing? What are you putting this red powder on your head?" Sita Devi said, "Oh, you don't know? No, mother. Oh, if I put this red powder, this vermilion, then your Prabhu will be long life." "Oh, really?" "Yes." Then Hanuman went away. When Sita Devi went to royal assembly and took her seat left side of Lord Ramchandra, the meantime Hanuman entered the decoration room of Mother Sita Devi and took all that red powder, sindoor, and mixed with oil and put all over body top to bottom and became completely red. And he came to, he never think that if I put on my whole body, all will laugh at me. He never think. I have to make my Prabhu happy. So he came in royal assembly. Seeing this, all began to laugh. And Mother Sita Devi understood. She was smiling, hiding her face. Lord Ramchandra told, "Oh Hanuman, what kind of grace you have today? What happened?" Hanuman told, "Oh Prabhu, if my mother can put little bit sindoor on her head, then it will be long life. I want it will be long, 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 long life. So I put all sindoor, all red powder on my whole body." Why? He has possessiveness. He wants to make his Prabhu always happy. So he has strong possessiveness than Amrish Maharaj and moreover Prahlad Maharaj. So he is Premi Bhakta because he is praying in his soul. So who is he? He is associate of Lord Ramchandra and his Ishta Devi is Lord Ramchandra and his bhakti is Marjada Purushottam Bhakti. His bhakti is premi bhakta, because he has prem inside his soul. So just like if you take any color and melt a glass, and if you put together, you could not differentiate the color. Similarly, his prem in his soul, it never be differentiated. So he has too much possessiveness. So he is premi bhakta. So Hanuman is siddha bhakta. So Sanatana Goswami took him as a category of Premi Bhakta, higher than Ambarish Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Bhancha Kalpataru Bhaskar Vidhara Sindhu Bhaiyata Sursaran Pavali Bhaiyata Sursaran.
Have you heard the name of Bhisham Pitamah?
Yes.
He was the father of
Pandu. Bhishma Pitama, Pandu and Dhritarashtra.
Grandfather of five Pandavas and
Duryodhan
and all. He is the root of all Kauravas and Pandavas. And you know that he was Bal Brahmachari. Bal Brahmachari means from?
Keeping celibacy, from lifelong celibacy.
But he is called Gyani Bhakta. Why he is called? He fought with Arjuna. Then how he is called? Oh. Gyani Bhakta. Prahlad Maharaj never fought. But he fought with Arjuna. The most dear and near devotees of Krishna, Pandavaj, Arjuna. And face to face, fighting was going. Then how he can be?
Jnani Bhakti.
Oh, he should be demon. But our Shastra has told not demon. Don't think, otherwise.
The offense.
Offensive. So he is Jnani Bhakti. Why? For Krishna, to please Krishna, he was fighting with her. Why?
Krishna wanted to take the burden away from Mark, so he's helping Krishna.
There was reason. If Bhisham Pitama, as he liked, that he will come towards Pandava, then Yudhishthir cannot,
Duryodhan
cannot fight. He will stop fighting. Then all the demons cannot be killed. Krishna has come to kill all demons and to fulfill, to make happy devotees. No? So it was not done. So we are thinking Bhisham Pitama. So I should be towards Duryodhan. So that battle will be done and all demons will be killed. And thus the purport of Krishna will be solved. Purpose of the Krishna will be solved. So Nengli became against party. But even he wanted that Pandavas should be glorious and they should be victorious. Because when battle begin, in the very beginning, Arjun took an arrow and he
shot.
And that arrow went on the lotus feet of Bhisham Pitamaha.
Like a flower.
But like a flower.
No scratch, nothing.
Not
no
going
scratch.
Inside, like a flower. He touched it. And Bhisham Pitamaha told, I'm very happy that you have done pranam in the beginning, so you should be victorious. How this? No? So you should be victorious. And then he did for Dronacharya,
Kripacharya
too. And they did like so. If you have not done pranam, you can never be
victorious.
Now, my blessing that you should be victorious. Mm-hmm. So, how this? Once, you know, that what I am going to tell you.
Premi Bhakta Yoga Padu.
Gyani Bhakta.
Bhisham Pitamaha.
Bhisham Pitamaha. When battle was going, and Duryodhan complained to Bhisham Pitama that though you are fighting to
on behalf of us,
but you never want that we should be victorious. You always want that Pandava should be victorious. Oh, he told them, why you are thinking so? Don't think like that. And if you are thinking, then you are doing wrong. Come with your wife in the midnight and she should come and she should have any boon from me at that time when I am in meditation.
In trance.
Mm-hmm. Just in midnight, 12 p.m. 8 a.m. And that, he told to his wife, what name?
Bhanumati.
Oh, you should be ready. Today we will go to Bhisham Pitama. And you should go and do pranam to Bhisham Pitama. And he will give you the direction. That you will be Saubhagyavati. Your husband cannot be killed by anyone. And thus, very easily, we can be victorious. But today, when he was going, that day, there was very clouds everywhere. And very
heavy shower of rain.
Heavy shower of rain was going. And so much cold. As the night was passing, more heavy rain was coming. A storm also. So Duryodhan told to his wife, Oh, let us go tomorrow, not today. Oh, we should be here.
Grandfather is ours, can go tomorrow, no problem.
No harm, but today we can suffer from this heavy rain shower. Then, in the meantime, Krishna went to Draupadi, the queen of Pandavas, and told secretly, you should be ready just now at 12.
Midnight.
Oh, in the midnight. You should come with me on my chariot. And I will take you to Bhisham Pitama. And you should take your bell like
cover
Indian.
Your face.
Cover your face. That he should not recognize you. And then you should do pranam to him. And when trance will be finished, then he will see. Oh, and he will think that Hanumati has come. And then he will give benediction. You should do pranam. So she did. She came. Oh, heavy rain was coming. So with umbrella, Krishna took him in chariot and he took him to Bhisham Pitama, in the camp of Bhisham Pitama. And then when she went there, he was waiting on the chariot and sent Draupadi, go there. She went there and she saw that, Bhisham Pitamah is like a very deep trance. Then she was waiting. Oh, it may be some kirtan, she may be sabdan or anything. Bhisham Pitamah opened the eyes and she covered her face with veil and did pranam to Bhisham Pitamah. And then Bhisham Pitamah told that, my benediction to you, that your husband cannot be killed by anyone and always be victorious. You should be so bhagyavati.
Be fortunate. At once, you be ever fortunate.
At once, Draupadi took his bell and began to smile. Draupadi, how you came to this place? Who brought you? I think that black person cheater has brought
me. Where is he?
And then, where is he? He is waiting in chariot. And then Bhisham Pitamah. He came. Smiling. And Prahlad, Bhisham Pitamah. Fell flat on the lord's feet of Krishna. Mare Krishna, rakhe ke. Rakhe Krishna, mare ke. If Krishna wants to kill anyone, anyone in this whole universe cannot
protect,
save. And if Krishna wants to save like Prahlad Maharaj, anyone cannot or defeat or anything. Krishna is always saving you. Like Sakha. You are Sakha like. So, Bhisham Pitamah praying to Krishna, that you brought here Draupadi. And not unwillingly I will have to tell her so be so bhagyavati. And then he was smiling, all very smiling, and Krishna took again in the chariot Draupadi and returned back. And at once heavy shower was stopped.
Cloud is clear. Sky is
so,
clear.
So you know, Bhisham Pitamah. Ugyani Bhakta, but he always have some connection with then Krishna. But only you should know who Krishna.
Dwarapadhi is Krishna.
He has some happiness. Now we have heard the glories of Premi Bhakta. Though Ambarish Maharaj has agreed to serve Krishna with Brajbashi mood. And he was falling by sadham, by his
all senses.
Senses. But not by soul. And Hanuman, what doing?
By soul.
He's serving by his soul, his senses, his everything. So he is Premi Bhakta, quite liberated. Ambarish Maharaj is not liberated.
Sadhak.
Sadhak. But even very high class. And Hanuman is?
He's Ragatmik Bhakta.
Ragatmik Bhakta.
Eternal associate of Lord Rama.
Not Raganuga.
Ragatmik.
Ambarish Maharaj was Raganuga Bhakta. And he is Ragatmik. Follow the footprints of Ragatmik, he is Raganuga. So he was. Hanuman is Ragatmik. But his Ragatmik sometimes mixed with?
Oh, and reverence mood.
Aishwarya mood. How Hanuman is serving to Ram? He has told you. Not only this. He sent Hanuman to Arjun. Once Hanuman and Arjun met. Arjun, you know, the devotee of Dwarka and friend of Krishna. So once Arjun and Hanuman were meeting. At that time, he was glorifying Ram and he was glorifying Krishna. Arjun told, you tell that Ram, with the help of monkeys, he made a pool,
breeze
on ocean. It seems that he was not so much
powerful.
I can bind whole ocean with my arrows and all can go.
Take over.
They can cross. But I was not at that time. So Ram, without monkey, he could not have done it. But I can do. My Krishna is more powerful. Then Hanuman told that if you will make pool, you know, that even I will touch the bridge, or it will break.
Break and crack.
Then, oh, you want to see my bridge? Then he took his bow and arrows and dashed once quickly.
Make a bridge.
He made a very strong bridge over a Jamuna
river.
Jamuna river. When he made a bridge, then Hanuman had some fear and he was doing
palpitation.
Like
palpitation was going.
How powerful is he indeed? Then Hanuman at once jumped to Himalaya.
Wait,
and make his body so much bigger. Very big. And he took big mountains in his
pore.
On every hair on his body.
He binded every. And he became like very heavy. Very heavy. And he came in that form. And when he came, Arjun was fear. And his book was what doing? If he will keep one step here, or the breeze is bound
break.
To be
break.
Then he was meditating. Oh Krishna, save me, save me. And Hanuman was what thinking? Oh Ram, save me, save me. Otherwise, all will laugh to me. Arjun also. Then Hanuman, fearing, he kept his one feet on the bridge. Then he saw that nothing is done. Bridge is not broken. Then he wanted to keep his second feet and whole body wet on that bridge. But he saw inside bridge oh, a current of blood was coming. Then at once he jumped on from the bridge and saw, what is there? Why blood is coming? Then he saw the ram under breeze. He had taken breeze on his back. And so blood is coming from him. And Arjun, he saw that Krishna had taken
the breeze
on his back. Same person. But he is saying Krishna, he is saying Ram. And then both began to pray to Krishna. To Krishna and to Ram. Same, Ram and Krishna are same. So thus, at once, Ram came to
Hanuman.
Hanuman, and Krishna came to
Arjuna.
One personality, one thought, but they were feeling like this. Ramchandra told to Hanuman, oh, you see that I am on the chariot of Arjuna, always saving and following his order. I am taking his chariot here and there. Even I wash and serve his horses too. I want that you should save Arjuna. You should be on the flag of Arjuna, on the chariot which I
drive.
And always save Arjuna. Then gladly he accepted this proposal. And he made like servant of. So this is the correct reason. Pandavas. Pandavas are what?
Prem par bhakta.
Prem par bhakta. So, first, Jnani bhakta, and then
Suddha bhakta.
Suddha bhakta. And then
Premi bhakta.
Premi bhakta. And then
Prem par bhakta.
Prem par bhakta. What you like? I can give you benediction, what you like, among four. What you like? What you like? Bhakti Shark.
Can I wait till the next?
Not
he wants
the
benediction tomorrow. He will wait till tomorrow for his benediction.
So,
oh, yo. Govinda Jai Jai.
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya 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 Govinda
Jai Jai Gopala, Jai Jai Govinda, Jai.
they have all told. Mamata means possessiveness. From where it comes? If there is some blood relation, or by marriage, by other things. Like Sita was not, had no blood relation, but she was married to Ram. So he was wife, she was wife and he was husband. The relation is this. What relation Hanuman has to Krishna, to Ram? Any blood relation?
No.
Was he married or how? Oh, he was Das Prabhu, Mandi. But what Pandava? Sir. That broad relation.
Some relation.
What relation? You know Mother Kunti, the mother of all Pandavas. Oh, this Kunti was sister of Vasudeva Maharaj.
Father of Dwarka.
Of Mathura or Dwarka. She was own sister. And she was married to Pandu Maharaj. She was adopted by Kuntal Naresh, the king of Kuntal Desh. She took like
a adopted daughter.
Adopted daughter. And he gave marriage to Pandu Maharaj to Kunti Maharaj. Now, son of Vasudev Maharaj, Dwarkadish, he will be related to Kunti Bhat. Son?
Nephew.
And Pandavas? Brothers.
Cousin brothers.
So, blood relation is there. Not only. Draupadi, the sister of Krishna.
Subhadra.
The sister of
Krishna.
By womb of Devaki. She was married to?
Arjuna.
How? Arjuna was very beautiful like Krishna and attractive. Very beautiful.
Very powerful.
And his color was like Krishna. And they were bosom friends with Krishna. Krishna and
Arjuna.
So, Vasudeva Maharaj was very worried for the
daughter.
Marriage of his daughter, Subhadra. Baldev Maharaj, Baldev Prabhu was also worried. He was searching any husband for his sister. And he saw that my disciple Duryodhana is very powerful and
very strong, very beautiful.
So he wanted to give his sister to Duryodhana. But Vasudeva Maharaj, Devaki, Rukmini mother, all
Rohini
top
mother.
To bottom, Rohini mother and Krishna himself,
Rukmini
they wanted to
Hama,
give marriage of Subhadra to Arjuna. But all were fearing Baladev because he was very powerful. So all used to fear. So anyone did not dare to say against him that, this Subhadra should be married to Arjuna. So all became silent. And he invited Duryodhana that on fixed date you should come and marry my sister. But in the meantime, Arjun took a base of Tridandi, that we are, saffron cloth with Tridandi. And he went on the ocean side, on the bank of ocean, out of
city
Dwarka. And he sat and became in trance, always meditating something. It may be that he was meditating Krishna, oh friend, help me, that I should marry your sister. So, now in saffron cloth, sannyasi with
shaved head,
oh, become very beautiful. And then all are coming, all were coming to Arjuna to take
pip dust and blessings,
dandat pranam, and to have any benediction. Or even Krishna came himself to show for others, oh Mahatmaji, I want your benediction. And he was like this, not speaking anything.
So be it.
Seeing this, all were coming.
The queens are coming.
Oh, now Subhadra. All his sakhis told that, oh, we should see
that sannyasi
this sannyasi. He is very powerful. He can give you any benediction. Subhadra thought, I want Arjuna. But Baldev, my elder brother, he wants to marry me with
Duryodhana.
So I should go to that sannyasi. And I will pray him that, oh, my desire should be fulfilled. And if he will give me this, oh, very easily I can be married to her. So fancy went with his all sakhis. Oh, very beautiful, decorated, like marriage ceremony. And she went. And she went to that sannyasi and doing pranam. And at that time, oh, Arjuna saw Draupadi,
Subhadra.
And then,
this is the best golden
any chance. Chariot of that Subhadra was just standing there. And he took the hands of Subhadra. And she was now on the chariot. And now, Arjun took his bow and
arrow
there,
Gandiv Dhanus,
in that jati vesh. And he gave the rein in the hands of Subhadra. And Subhadra was now riding. Then Baldev Prabhu came. And he called his whole army that anyhow you should surround this chariot. And who is that? Oh, it seems that he is Arjuna. I will kill him. And he took his hull and mushal.
Plow.
And then he was running behind Arjuna. At that time, Krishna came, told, what, Prabhu, you are doing? What doing? In front of us, whole Jadubansi, defeating us, and what?
Humiliating us.
Huh?
Humiliating.
Humiliating means?
Yes. Like bringing shame on dynasty.
Hum logon ko jaise parajit kar. हमारे सामने ही
defeating us
and he's taken my sister and your sister and he's going, then what he has done wrong? He told you, what wrong you are asking? Oh yes, what wrong he has said. Why Sam went to Duryodhan house? Sambo.
Krishna's son.
And he took the daughter of Duryodhana and he
Lakshmana
and he took on his chariot and he was
running.
And then
they captured him.
Oh, Duryodhana, Bhisham Pitamaha, Karna and all
captured.
Then you went and anyhow he was. So why forcibly you take? So if Arjuna is taking forcibly, what harm? Subhadra is driving also, you see? Arjun is not driving. Oh, she wants Arjun.
Now
I knew. You want also. And your father, mother, all wants.
Arjun chiriwa Subhadra haran koreche. You know, Subhadra niya se chaliye do.
I think that Arjun is not
stolen Subhadra.
Stolen Subhadra.
Kidnapping Subhadra.
Kidnapping Subhadra. but Subhadra is kidnapping.
And if you kill Arjun, then your sister will be widow.
And if you will kill Arjun now, then she will be widow. Don't give up your plow and everything. And give, then Baldev Prabhu told, oh Arjun, you should return back with Subhadra. And he took them to in palace and he gave
marriage to.
So now Arjun is, Krishna is Shala. What?
Brother-in-law.
A very good relation now. This new. And this new one was most prominent. So I will tell more other things tomorrow. Go Prema. Krishna Das.
Thus ends the class on the 23rd of February 2003 in Olpe. Hare Krishna.
Where is the mic?
Mic. Where is the mic?